tell you the secret. And I believe that what she says is absolutely true. I believe there is a secret that has been passed down through the ages. The only difficulty is the interpretation of what happens when you claim that secret and from whence the power of this secret comes. Well, with that as a background, I'm going to let Pastor Joe Schimmel pick up the story, because he's been looking into this, has a great deal of information about Oprah Winfrey, who featured this, and because, you know, Oprah has, I don't know how many billion dollars, one of the richest women in the world, and certainly, but she claims that she's known about this for a long time, and she's utilized this as people like old Jim Carrey and certainly Larry King has talked about this on his program, and basically millions of Americans, and I'm talking about many of them even Christians, have gotten the book or seen the DVD and have adopted this program and finding out that it really is beginning to work for them, creating great happiness and success. And Pastor Joe Schimmel, thank you so very much for being with us tonight. Joe, are you there? Pastor Joe Schimmel, are you there? I'm wondering what's... Joe, can you hear me? Well, I'm not sure what's going on here. Let's just see if we can... Pastor Joe, are you there? I'm going to ask my producer if she'll pick up the line and see if Joe's on the line and find out why we can't hear Pastor Joe Schimmel, because... what he has to say right now is a lot more important than what I have to say. Jeannie, would you mind just picking up line 6, see if you can get him there? All right, I'm going to have to see what I can do then. Okay, we're going to call him back again and see if maybe we can get him that way. But Pastor Schimmel it really has done a tremendous amount of work. Actually, his story was he started out writing rock and roll songs many, many years ago, writing the lyrics from them, and he found as he was writing these lyrics, they were really very good lyrics. They rhymed, they told a story. In fact, sometimes he didn't even know the meaning of the words he was writing, but they fit into place. He had to look them up in the dictionary, and then he noticed that everything was getting darker and darker and more sinister, and he suddenly realized that he was possessed. He was actually channeling this story, and as a result of it, he quit writing rock and roll songs. He became a minister, and of course has been one ever since then. And hopefully we're going to have Pastor Joe Schimmel here on the line in just a moment, and we'll go ahead with the story. But Joe Schimmel has done a great deal of research on this subject, and hopefully he's going to be able to clarify a great deal of what he has learned studying the secret and the implications as far as what's going on in the world today. So right now we finally got him back on. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Very good. It's always good to be with you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, you just go ahead and pick up the story.
Okay, I heard you. You just can't hear me. I don't know what was going on there.
All right, fine. Well, we may have quite a bit of problems tonight because, you know, I believe in the supernatural. And under many circumstances, let's just say it was just some sort of electronic glitch.
Okay.
You go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. I'm not totally amazed. I mean, we see this stuff coming down, but I'm amazed, I guess, at how many people fall for it. The secret basically, you know, it comes in the form of kind of like a positive thinking, possibility thinking kind of format, but it's all tied into the occult. And that's what's remarkable is so many professing Christians are going for it. They're just gobbling it up, and they haven't really researched it. They don't know what's behind it, and you know, they've heard over and over again, especially in the United States, such an emphasis on materialism and selfism and meism and so forth. It's kind of fit in that genre, but years ago this wouldn't have really worked. I think our nation has been so dumbed down that people grasp onto the things without really looking into them these days, even though they may even though they're told, you know, that this is affect and change their entire lives. I think if something is promised to change my whole life and my whole worldview and the way I live, I would be at least interested enough to see what's behind it, and is it worth jettisoning my present worldview, or even my relationship with God, or said relationship with God. All these things are important, but I think what's really critical here is, Dr. Stan, people like yourself who have studied the occult, you could spot this a mile away. Unfortunately, a lot of people have no real understanding on how to distinguish the difference between truth and lies and what's occultic versus, you know, what is biblical revelation.
Well, I think most people don't understand that there is another dimension. There is a spiritual battle. There truly are demonic forces that are looking to capture control of our minds, and they really are able to give you the things that you want, but of course at a terrible, terrible price. And every minister should be warning his congregation to avoid this. I know a few of the ministers in my community have spoken out, and for that I really appreciate, and I will be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we finally got to Pastor Joseph along the line, and we had an electronic glitch. Let's just leave it at that under any circumstances. Pastor Joe was just saying that what's really shocking is so many Christians are simply picking up on this secret and without questioning from whence this remarkable power comes. So pick up the story. What have you learned as you began to research it, Joe?
Well, basically, coming off of what you had mentioned earlier and its popularity and then also the basic deception within much of the church, it all kind of goes together with, I mean, this thing really blew up when Oprah Winfrey took care of it in February 8th and then February 16th, a couple months back, she really blew it up because, and she's got about 50 million viewers. I mean, it's talk about, you know, she's the most popular, I call her the most popular televangelist on the planet. I mean, she's got a huge audience, and she's constantly pushing her spiritual ideas. And she you know, she talks about the warm fuzzies, and she covers some legitimate topics from time to time. And many people put their guard down, and since she publicly proclaims even on her show to be a Christian, many people get the idea that when she says this form of spirituality, which she did say on her second show on the 16th, is compatible with her Christianity, many people breathe a sigh of relief. In fact, one woman that appeared on the 16th of February after the first show, she'd seen the first show, and then she ended up on the second show, and she said, I was looking into this because I thought this was supposed to be a God and could help my family and so forth, and then when I started to hear you talk about it, I realized that this wasn't Christian at all. And then after the commercial break, Oprah Winfrey decided to correct her and use her as an example and say, hey, I found that this is compatible with my Christian faith. However, anybody who studies the secret and knows what the Bible teaches and understands that there is a demonic realm is going to realize that they are diametrically opposed to one another on the most fundamental basis. In fact, the secret is actually taught in the Bible, but it's taught by the serpent. It's taught as early as Genesis chapter 3 by Satan himself, who channels the serpent. And it's quite incredible because the very lies that are propagated through the secret are propagated through the serpent in Genesis chapter 3. In fact, the foundational lies of the occult, that the cult is the occult construct that most of occultism is built upon, is found right there in Genesis chapter 3. In fact, we know that the serpent lied to the woman, saying, you know, you shall be as God. We know that he told her that she'd realize her deification. The second lie was through partaking of the secret knowledge, tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the third lie was that you will attain your deity. You'll attain godhood. You shall be as God through the secret knowledge. Now, it's interesting that as people view the secret, if they watch the secret, the DVD that's so popular, it comes off as though it's scientific with several self-help talking heads, some of the most popular self-help gurus on the planet, and it comes off as though, hey, you're going to get whatever you wish for. It's the law of attraction. Have positive thoughts. You know, you think about positive things will happen to you and what have you, and you create your own reality. And as you get a little bit further into the DVD, you start to learn what the real secret is. And the real secret is that the reason you get all of these things is because you are God. And since you are God, you know, you're going to live on forever and ever. There's really no death. And since you're a God, you can command things to happen. And you're never going to face a judgment before, God, because you are God. And there's no judgment now or forever. So basically, you have Genesis chapter 3 of Satan's old lies, and this was prophesied. Paul, the apostle, warned about a different gospel, even if an angel, one that claims to be an angel from heaven, preached another gospel to you, then that which he's preached, let him be accursed. The word gospel means good news. And in 2 Corinthians 11, Paul was warning about Gnosticism, which is really what the secret is based upon. The Gnostics were ancient heretics who taught that the God of the Old Testament was evil, the Creator was evil, and this other God that came into existence is really the one we should follow, and that the serpent was channeled by this other God, and we really should follow the serpent's doctrine. What's very interesting, I mean, if we read the early church fathers in the 2nd, 3rd century, they spell out what the Gnostics had taught. It was with the discovery of the Dag Hammadi Gospels, the Gnostic Gospels, in the late 1940s, that what many people thought the church fathers were saying must have been erroneous. I mean, people would look at what the church fathers taught in the 2nd, 3rd century, and they say, you know, we really don't have a real grasp on what the Gnostics taught. There's so few Gnostic writings, and we only know what they taught from the church fathers. This has to be twisted. I mean, these Christian church fathers are saying that they taught that basically, you know, the one who channeled the serpent was God, and that you know, the Creator was evil and what have you, and it twisted everything, and it's really hard to believe. Well, when the Gnostic Gospels were found, lo and behold, I mean, I've done a lot of research in the Gnostic Gospels, and you can research them on the internet and go to the Nag Hammadi Library, and you'll see over and over again that Eve is considered heroic because she allows herself to be duped into believing that she become God by the serpent. And what is happening in this last century, the 20th and particularly now, is that this ridiculous God is evil, you know, Satan is God gospel has been propagated with great success through different occult teachers. Now the secret comes at us slickly, and before you know it, you're being taught that you are God. And now it's not that a big coincidence either, because Sam, I don't know if you've seen The Secret, but when you watch the very beginning, it starts with Rhonda Byrne, who brought it to us from Australia, her version of the ancient secret of the ages, and she claims that she had researched all kinds of ancient literature, and what she's talking about there is occult literature. And what's interesting is it goes from her, and then there's a lot of really fast cuts. You know, there's a bunch of graphics that just go really quickly. And when I see that, and I know something has an occult basis, which I did even before I saw the DVD, I know it's very likely there's something there, so I slowed it down. And some of you don't have to slow down, it's just so blatant. And Dr. Stan, you see everything from the upside down star with the circle. You see Knights Templar with the red and white suit with the cross. You see see Rosicrucianism come up. It starts real small and it comes up real big.
No, I think that's so important. It's almost a subliminal stimulation there. And in one frame, you can see the word Rosicrucian. And then it's just there momentarily, and then it's gone. So they're using subliminal stimulation, to plant these ideas in your mind. And of course, the Rosicrucians are simply another one of the Gnostic religions.
Right, exactly. The Rosicrucians, many of them believe that Lucifer is God, or Lucifer is the Savior, the Creator of the material world's evil. Lucifer is saving us. And it's interesting because that term Rosicrucianism, it wasn't just incidental. To the very first part of the video, the DVD, as you go through it, every chapter break just about, there's several of them, by the way, I mean, every few minutes or so, all of a sudden Rosicrucianism props up again, over and over and over again. And it's interesting because, you know, whoever put that in there knew what was going on. There's a person getting in touch with this so-called inner self later on, this man without a shirt on, he's in a blindfold and he's got this ball, you know, that he's kind of balancing as it's rolling on his shoulders and so forth, showing this supposed, you know, being in contact with the universal self and what have you. And what's interesting is this man has about the size of a silver dollar. He's not wearing a shirt. It's hanging from his neck. And as he turns toward you, you could just hit pause and, zoom in right there. And it's really clearly, again, an upside down satanic pentagram with a circle around it. And even, Eliphaz Levi, a famous occultist who, pushed a lot of Gnosticism, he points out in his book that was a symbol of satanic power, black magic. So it's heartbreaking because many people are watching this, they're not seeing the symbolism, they're not looking at the sources of the secret. And Dr. Stan, to me, that's a huge key, is what's the source of the secret? And as I looked into it more and more, it became more and more obvious what was going on here. The secret was brought by Rhonda Byrne to the United States. She's an Australian, but she basically didn't only go back to the mystery religions. She basically, her main mentor is a woman by the name of Esther Hicks. Esther Hicks is a medium who channels a legion of spirits that she calls Abraham. She says they identify themselves as Abraham. Now, it's interesting. The Bible warns against channeling spirits. It warns against mediums. It mentions this as being satanic and diabolical and so forth. But Esther Hicks is in the very first secret. In fact, the very first cut of the secret, when she viewed it, she was a little upset because she told Rhonda Byrne. She said, you know, the whole thing's pretty much me narrating the whole thing as I'm channeling Abraham. And she didn't like the first cut. So what happened was Rhonda Byrne, who's a producer slash screenwriter, told her it'd be on television, everything, and what have you. And so she made another version. And with that version, it's much like the version that people are seeing today. I have that version as well. And you wouldn't even know it's a different version until you get like 20 minutes into it, because about 20 minutes into it or so, you start to see Esther Hicks. And she appears more than any other of the gurus there in The Secret, about 25 or so times. She appears over and over and over again, pushing The Secret. Well, what happened is at first it didn't get pushed, or I'm saying it didn't end up on TV like Rhonda Byrne had said. And so Esther Hicks asked to be removed from the next edition of The Secret, which she was. Well, after the next edition of The Secret came out, she was replaced. And many of the things that she said, they just had other people say them. For the current version that's become so popular, selling millions of, not books have not only been sold, but countless DVDs have been sold. And she's not in there now, but she's the one that it's her teachings, the teachings of really Abraham, the spirits that are channeling her. The Bible warns, Paul said, in the last days, he said, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. And what's remarkable about this, Dr. Stan, is that she said that her husband tried to get her and, open her up to the occult teachings, and she was terrified of them. She'd leave the room when he'd start talking about these different mediums and what have you, and reading about them, and she eventually agreed to go to a channeler with him. And this is all, well, we can talk about her initiation into the occult, and I think it's kind of sets the paradigm for what the whole secret's about.
Because we're told to avoid mediums. We're told to avoid fortune tellers. We're told to avoid diviners and these people who are, dealing with this other dimension. And yet, of course, Christians, thanks to Oprah and certainly Larry King and the others, are being introduced to these occult teachings. Not only that, but many of them are beginning, of course, to use the techniques by which they themselves will be laid open to demonic possession. And we're talking about millions of Christians right here in America and throughout the world. Well, go right ahead, Joe.
Yeah, it's amazing. You were mentioning how the scriptures very clearly warn about mediums and, spirit world and so forth.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products, or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
They believe not in God and the devil. They believe in two gods, their God, and of course that is Lucifer, but they believe that's the good God. And then the God that we have is the bad God. And, you know, and you begin reading the material, and you get so confused until you understand this concept of dualism. And then, of course, what the medium, what the fortune teller, what the diviner does, is he begins then to contact the spirit realm and then bring up these spirits. And some these spirits then can control you. Can they offer you things? They can offer you wealth and prosperity. And if you accept that, if you're foolish enough to accept it, as many, many people are, I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a new car or to have a new boat or maybe a new house or a new job or maybe the woman or man of your dreams? And of course it's all promised you. And the trouble is that many times this system works, at least for a time. But of course there's all sorts of warnings in Leviticus and elsewhere in the scriptures warning you to avoid this whole concept that we're talking about tonight. So you pick up the story there, Joe.
Well, that's so true. In fact, if New Agers were present when Paul was preaching Jesus in Acts 16, and those who have a New Age mentality, and they heard this woman, you know, saying these are servants of the Most High God, and they preach a way of righteousness, you know, and they realize she had psychic powers, you know, you have kind of a check your mind at the door mentality in the New Age movement. It's almost accepted just about anything. And they would have applauded her and thought, man, this woman's got power and so forth. But the Apostle Paul, by the power of the Holy Spirit, identified it as a demon spirit. He cast the demon out of her that she was channeling, and she lost her power. In fact, the two businessmen that used her for profit, you know, had basically the authorities of the city turn against the Apostle Paul and Silas because they wrecked their business. She could no longer tell the future. And what's interesting is, over and over again in Scripture, like Leviticus 19:31, it says, "Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." Leviticus 26. And the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people. Leviticus 27. 2027, a man or a woman who is a medium or is a familiar spirit shall surely be put to death. In Isaiah 8, 19 and 20, in the prophets, we see, and when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards, who whisper and mutter, he goes on to say, should a people not seek after their God? Should they seek the dead about the living? And you have King Ahab, who was put to death, King Saul, who was put to death for seeking guidance from channelers. And what's remarkable, Dr. Stan, is the three biggest movies in the video that we're getting closer on. We're hoping to be done by very early summer. We're not dealing with just The Secret, and that's one of the main things we're dealing with, obviously. But the three biggest productions that have come out in the New Age movement the last couple years, and the New Age movement is the fastest growing religion here in the United States. It's the religion of Hollywood. It's the religion of Oprah Winfrey. It's the religion of many politicians. The New Age movement, the three biggest video DVD productions have been What the Bleep Do You Know, which is based on the teachings of Jay-Z Knight, who channels Rampa, the spirit being, spirit entity. Although if you watched it, you'd only see her come up a few times. She's actually in the DVD, but you'll see, you know, pseudoscientists and others come up, many talking heads making it scientific and tying some science and some pseudoscience into their occultism and our own deification. Then you have Conversations with God, Neil Donald Walsh. Also, not only just like Jay-Z Knight with What the Bleep Do You Know, channeling spirit, Neil Donald Walsh, his book Conversations with God, I have a tape called Conversations with God or Dialoguing with the Devil. He was on the street. He was a street person, you know, living on the street, and eventually he started hearing voices like many street people do, and he began to channel these things and write down, you know, all kinds of different thoughts that were coming to him, which were definitely not from God when you compare him with what God has inspired the holy prophets to say. And he came up with Conversation with God 1 and Conversation with God 2, bestsellers. And now we have The Secret. And this is based on the teachings of Esther Hicks, who's also channeled the spirit. So the three top productions, What the Bleep, The Secret, and Conversation with God, were all channeled by spirit entities and all saying the same thing. The very diabolical message that the Bible warns would be prevalent in the last days based on the teachings of the serpent in Genesis.
And I think it's really so interesting that this should be coming forward at this time. It's always been here, but never before with the popularity, never before being
That's
pushed
right.
by the miracle of creation of a television. You know, 50 million people watching Oprah Winfrey. What a wonderful way, of course, to mislead these people and to get them to, I mean, again, say, well, why not give it a try? It worked for Oprah. Why won't it work for me? And, of course, it will work. But, of course, it possible cost of your eternal salvation. Well, Joe, Pastor Schimmel, go right ahead and pick the story up.
Yeah, it's quite amazing because Neil Donald Walsh, who also is featured in The Secret, by the way, he's in The Secret, and he's got this big chalkboard behind him, and he gives this illustration and says that, you know, there's no God out there with a plan for your life, you know, and he basically goes into his sick that we basically are our own gods. And it's interesting, the spirit that he channeled, he said he got ready to write a hate or a spiteful, passionate letter to the greatest victimizer of them all, who he calls God, the greatest victimizer of them all. And it's at that point that he began to hear these, you know, really hear these voices, and they began to channel through him and so forth. And he got all the, you know, he got these ideas that there's no true, you know, that darkness and light are really one. And again, John, when he deals with the Gnostics, he says God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all, 1 John 1:5. When you realize that John's talking about Gnosticism in 1 John, I tell you, I've been pastoring for a long time, and I taught through 1 John, knowing it was, you know, a writing that God used to combat the lies of the Gnostics. When I really started to really grasp Gnosticism, and then I went through 1 John again, 1 John is and 2 John, as well as the Gospel of John, because Irenaeus, who was a disciple of Polycarp, who was a disciple of the Apostle John, Polycarp told Irenaeus that John had stated to him that he wrote the Gospel of John to combat, because he wrote John in the 90s, to combat Gnosticism and the teachings of a heretic named Cerinthus, who was teaching that Jesus was not the Christ, and that Jesus Christ did not come in the flesh and what have you. When you realize that there's a spiritual war, and that we have in God's Word an exposition detailing not only where we've come from, where we're going, but the spiritual warfare that's taking place, and that there are certain lies that will become prevalent in the last days. That's why John refers to them, Dr. Stan, as the spirit of Antichrist, because and he ties it into the coming of the ultimate Antichrist, because these teachings, I mean, when we think about it, how did Satan originally fall? Satan originally fell by saying, it says in Isaiah 14 that he said, I'll be like the Most High God. I'll ascend above, the clouds and become like the Most High God and throw myself in the place of God above his congregation. And now what was his first lie to Eve? You shall be as God. And what is the lie of the Antichrist himself? 2 Thessalonians 2, it says that on chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, it says he will sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So this whole concept, right back to Rosicrucianism. Rosicrucianism taught, as many Masonic renegade Masonic orders and other Masons believe, that we are evolving into godhood. And Rosicrucianism taught transmigration. Their idea of reincarnation was a little bit different than...
Hold that thought right there, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Pastor Schimmel is simply pointing out that the teachings of the Gnostics, teachings of the Rosicrucians, they're very, very similar. There's slight differences between them, but we're seeing all of these being manifested today. And, of course, what they're trying to teach us is that the message of the Scriptures is wrong, that we have the ability to become gods, that we can utilize the law of attraction and what we think to begin to manipulate the universe, that we are extremely important, and that we have the capacity within us to begin to change the way things are and the structure of society, that with our own mind we can accomplish anything. And of course, this is the devil's lie, but as Joe has said, this was the message preached in the Garden of Eden. Unfortunately, now here we are 6,000 years later, and it's suddenly being preached here. And of course, John, the disciple, had actually warned against this in the First John and Second John. 2,000 years ago, he was writing to warn people about these ideas, and now, of course, we're seeing them come to the fore here in America today. And there hardly a day goes by when we don't get a call from someone of our listeners who tells me that one of their relatives or someone they know has found the secret. And isn't it wonderful now? It's leading to real happiness. So you pick the story up, please, Joe.
Well, you're exactly right. In fact, Neil Donald Walsh, in his Conversation with God, basically tells us, that the serpent was the one who set Eve free. He's the one who told her to disobey, and that's how she attained knowledge, and that's how we obtain happiness, is through what Eve basically set the pattern. So Neil Donald Walsh, who calls God the greatest victimizer of all, basically has the serpent as the savior in Genesis, at least in some way, and that's what Gnostics have taught for years and years and years. In fact, Rompha, going back to what the bleep, Rompha, she channels this basically, it's Jay-Z Knight claimed this channel of spirit named Rompha, and she says things like, she mocks Jehovah God, and she gets in this drunken slur as she's channeling this spirit and states, and then she says something in effect like, and then there's Jehovah, and she gets this really strange voice, perhaps stranger than I've ever heard her, and she starts to go on about how he's a hateful God, and, he was jealous of Diana, and then she says things like, wouldn't you like to be God? Because then you could give Jehovah the bird. You can give him the finger. And this is a hateful... See, what's happening is these people that are channeling these spirits are evil spirits. They're called wicked spirits. They're lying spirits. And they're called blind spirits. They're called familiar spirits. Sometimes they claim to be Abraham or Seth by these various names so they can fool people. In fact, Rompha, and these various spirits, they're not only evil and antagonistic toward the true God, but they promote what should be a green light to everybody, this whole concept that we are God. I mean, Neil Donald Walsh, who is in The Secret and has Conversations with God, which has been so popular, he says things in his different books like, you are already God, you simply don't know it. Now, that's so preposterous, Dr. Stan, that we are God, but God is so pathetic that he doesn't know he's God. And he has to come to realize that he's God. Another place he says, you know, there's only one of us, and you and I are one, and you are already God. You simply don't know it, and my purpose for you is that you should know yourself as me. This whole concept that we are God, the Bible is very clear. In fact, in they believe it's Isaiah 43:10, it says, "You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me." Doesn't get much clearer than that. You know, we have a hard time sometimes even tying our shoes or getting to the place down the highway. And we want to believe that we are the creators of the universe, which is basically what's taught in The Secret, that we basically are the universe and that we've created the universe and we've got this power. But Dr. Stan, it's not only the lie that we are God, it's also the lie that there is no sin or there is no evil. And, that good and evil, from a biblical perspective, isn't true. And since postmodernism, moral relativism, and then now postmodernism has been on the ascendancy because people want to believe that they're God and there's no rules and they can make up their own rules. Now we're at a point in time where people are gobbling this up, in mass, because it fits kind of that postmodern construct that, hey, there's really no good or evil. In fact, Neil Donald Walsh, who said in The Secret that there's no judgment now or forever, has made statements in his books like Conversation with God, Book 2, and even in Book 1 he's made some statements like this. He says things like this: Hitler did nothing wrong. Hitler simply did what he did. Or, Hitler didn't hurt anyone. In a sense, he didn't inflict suffering. He ended it. Another place he says, those souls were released from their earthly bondage. Now, this whole thing, because, there's a lie, there's no death, he takes something as insidious and horrific as the Holocaust, with 6 million Jews being torched and gassed and everything else, and says that wasn't evil. Hitler did nothing wrong. In fact, he compares it to, releasing a worm from a cocoon so it could become a butterfly. And this is the Bible says that they'd be calling good evil and evil good. And today, Hitler did a good thing. He was a savior, but Christianity, which teaches to love your neighbor as yourself, and that, Jesus laid his life down to pay for our sins, our crimes against God, Christianity is the only thing I think that's on the evil list with most New Agers, and that's incredible.
Well, we really live in a world gone mad. And, of course, the frightening thing is that, I really believe there is a cosmic timetable. I believe there's a cosmic script that's being played out. And as we see these happening at this time, we see literally millions of people adopting this concept, beginning to use these techniques and bringing their mind, indeed their soul, under demonic control. There's got to be a reason it's happening today, that it didn't happen 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 50 years ago. Never before on the scale it's happening today has anything like this occurred. Certainly, we've seen great Christian revivals, the first Great Awakening, the second Great Awakening. What we are seeing today is a satanic revival or a demonic revival, as literally millions of people, and many of them evangelical Christians, are drawn into this because they have not been taught the dangers of the other dimension. They do not understand the Gnostic beliefs. And, of course, unfortunately, their churches have entertained them and tickled their ears, but not prepared them for the spiritual battle that is increasingly unfolding today.
That's absolutely correct.
You go right ahead.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Dr. Stan, and you're familiar with the ancient mystery religions and Gnosticism, and how most of your secret societies are based upon Gnosticism. In fact, Masonry itself is based on much of Gnosticism, and it's a secret order that's about getting in touch with secret forces. In fact, Manly P. Hall, who's considered by many Masons the top philosopher of Masonry, stated so in the Scottish Rite's obituary of him. He stated that the objective of the Mason is to have the seething powers of Lucifer flowing through his arms. And that's the secret. They want basically occult power, Lucifer's power. However, it's not going to be presented in the DVD, The Secret, as, hey, this is Satan's power, this is Lucifer's power. It's going to be stated, hey, it's power that's available to you. It's God's power, but you are God, you find out. And it's available to you, which is, it's heartbreaking because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. And Paul said there's only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And Jesus said, I am the door. If someone tries to go up another way, he can't be saved. And Peter stated in Acts 4:12, there's only one name under heaven whereby we must be saved, the name of Jesus. And God states that he wants us to have the power of his Holy Spirit to live life. Power in prayer and power through his word and the power of the gospel, which is the power of God to salvation. The power of the cross, which is the power for those who believe, Paul says, but it's foolishness to those who are perishing. Those who are perishing on their way to hell, they don't understand the cross. So what God's power is available, not to those who can say, hey, I'm God, and usurp his authority and make up their own rules and defy his holy will as the creator of the universe, but is available to those who would be delivered from their rebellion from him, the bondage of sin which all man has been born into, and admit, hey, God, I've been doing my own thing. I've been acting as my own God, and I'm going to bow my knee to you. You're the creator. It's obvious you are. I'm not. And turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and receive forgiveness of sins and receive the presence of God by the Holy Spirit living in the believer's life through faith in Christ, who says, not my will, but thy will be done. That's what Christianity is. Christianity is, Jesus says, anybody wants to follow me, be my disciple, he must take up his cross. The cross was, that was like picking up an electric chair today or sitting down in an electric chair today. It had to do with execution, and it was executing self. Take up your cross, execute yourself, your self-will, your desire to be God. Deny yourself and follow me. How do we deny ourselves? We pray, not my will, but thy will be done. And that's true faith, that's true Christianity. And I was involved in the occult. In fact, I was involved in The Secret before I became a Christian. In fact, I wrote a song called Secret World, where it's about a woman who builds these colorful worlds in her mind, and she's the queen who alters time. In her hand, right hand, she holds a wand, and in her left, the bishops and pawns. And she, through her thoughts, they come and go. And she's got all kinds of power, and she visualizes her success. And that's what The Secret is based upon, is that we're our own gods, and we visualize our success and what have you. Well, I channeled, before I was a Christian, I channeled those lyrics. To different songs, I was channeling lyrics like lyrics about, you know, color and sound are all around, our greatest senses remain to be found, and born into a world of problems and pleasures of all shapes and sizes, reach into your mind, you'll find all kinds of surprises. So my teaching was basically, I wasn't a Christian, I was a teenager, I was opening myself up to occult powers by getting into books just on the power of the subconscious mind, another variation of The Secret. And by doing that, I opened myself up to demonic forces. What's happening now in mass is now you have millions of people, because of the promotion that's happened through Larry King and Ellen DeGeneres and Oprah Winfrey and many others, many of the top self-help gurus that are sold in popular bookstores are on this program, encouraging people to do these exercises. Well, Dr. Sam, these very exercises opened me up as a teenager to demonic forces, and then I began pushing these same satanic doctrines as I opened myself up to these evil spirits. It's not until I realized that these spirits I contacted were evil. I didn't believe in the Christian God. I didn't believe in the Bible as the Word of God. But as I opened myself up to these forces, it became very clear that there are evil, diabolical, satanic forces because of things that occurred. And when I opened myself up to them, that I turned to the true God, the Creator, and I said, you know what? I believe you exist. I believe there is Satan's real. I believe you're real. I cried out to him. He delivered me from that. I opened up the Word of God, this dusty book that was sitting around my house that I thought was just an old relic, and the words jumped off the page that there was a spiritual war, that we wrestle not, as Paul said, against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Then I began to read not only about the spiritual warfare, but what Jesus Christ had done for me on the cross, and how I was a rebel along with everybody else. Jesus said, he that's not with me is against me. Everybody who doesn't follow Christ is against him. According to Jesus, I was an antichrist. I bowed the knee to him. I turned to the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I looked at the scripture, I realized that it taught that history, Dr. Stan, is linear, and it's moving toward a battle that will have a Christian, you know, end in Armageddon. And that there are evil, demonic forces that are bringing the world together through secret societies, through various governments, with an anti-Christian viewpoint. And this is accelerating in these days, especially as these teachings, The Secret isn't something new. She admits she was going back to these ancient occult teachers. These are the very things the Bible warns about that would become so popular in the end times. Dr. Stan, one of the things that I find incredible is that Oprah Winfrey, who is definitely into pushing a lot of the New Age books. She's sponsored a lot of other New Age teachers as well, including Marianne Williamson, who's pushed another occult teaching. Williamson says she gives credit to Oprah for giving her so much fame because of promoting her on the radio. Well, what's incredible is Oprah Winfrey had Lieutenant Colonel Aquino. He's a Satanist who heads up the Temple of Set. He used to be one of the leaders of the Church of Satan under Anton LaVey. I'm sure you're familiar with Aquino.
Right.
Lieutenant Colonel Aquino was on Oprah's show in the 1980s, and he began to describe Satanism to her. And Dr. Sand, just so I don't misquote him, he said this to Oprah. He says, well, he talked about how we believe that, you know, we are our own gods, and how we are evolving into Godhead, which is what Rosicrucianism basically taught as well, and is a lie from the serpent. That's why evolution, Darwinism, and New Age philosophy, and us becoming gods, all these lies go together, and people need to wake up and realize what's going on. And as he explained this evolution into deification, and that we are our own gods, and we're not going to bow down to another god and what have you, Oprah says to him, well, the way you explain is is the way a lot of people who are into metaphysics now in the New Age movement, and the New Age thinking, they say the same thing. Are you saying it's the same? Quote, end quote. And he says, yes. He says, yes, except I would say we, speaking of Satanists, have a more precise grasp. He goes on to say, we would say that we understand what's actually happened a little better than many New Agers. In other words, we understand, Satanists, by and large, understand that they're rebelling against the true God and that they are seeking to usurp his position, even as Satan did in the beginning. Many New Agers are simply deceived. You know, they like crystals and they like beads and they like pyramids and they like all kinds of bizarre things that they think are going to make them more spiritual. And they're seeking to become gods, but they don't realize that they're part of a delusion. Satanists are sometimes more honest. I've found that they aren't always honest. Anton LaVey, Church of Satan, Aquino, Temple of Set, also Kenneth Anger, pushing a lot of Crowley's teaching through his movies, Lucifer Rising. All of them have denied that Satan is a real entity. And all of them, in one way or another, have admitted that he really is. In fact, Anton LaVey came out before he died in an interview in a book called Lucifer Rising, a Satanist writing the book, and said, hey, we had to walk a tightrope to bring enough people in. If I let my hair down all the way, you know, he said we'd scare people off. And I've done a few interviews with Susan Atkins, visiting her in prison with my wife, and she told me when she was associated with the Church of Satan that Anton LaVey made it very clear to the top echelon that we truly do worship Satan, but was deceiving the lower initiates, even as we see in some of the secret societies. Aquino said much the same thing in regard. He didn't say, hey, we're deceiving the lower initiates, but he's come out and talked about Satan as a literal being. And Kenneth Anger, co-founder of the Church of Satan, he said, you know, Lucifer is not the Satan of the Bible. He's just, you know, the light god. And that was way back in, you know, the early 70s. Well, he's come out and admitted that Lucifer always was the Satan of the Bible. So Satanists will also use deception to bring because most people aren't going to, you know, if Satanist leaders say, hey, follow Satan, worship him, bow down to him, and then you'll burn in hell and be tormented in everlasting torment with weeping and gnashing of teeth forever and ever, you know, not many people are going to sign up.
No, there would be a lot of much of a waiting list, that's for sure.
That's right.
Well, anyway, of course, I think it's so vitally important to realize that we're involved in a spiritual battle, being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Our guest this evening, Pastor Joe Schimmel. Joe, what about your website?
Our website, if people want to pick up our expose on The Secret, which exposes far more than that, with a lot of clips with various people that I've been talking about, they go to the Secret's Dirty Little Secret.
The Secret's Dirty Little Secret.com. Huh? And you've already got things pretty well lined up for a new DVD?
Oh, yeah, we're getting close here, and it's exciting. It's going to hopefully save a lot of people out of that deception.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Joe Schimmel. Well, Joe, we've got 3 minutes more for this segment of the program, so tell us a little bit about the DVD. When did you start putting together this DVD on The Secret? Because I didn't even think you were working on that.
Well, the crazy thing is I've been hearing about The Secret by various people, specifically one gentleman that goes to the church, a pastor, and he's a newer Christian, and he said his boss, who's a professing Christian, and hired like 10, 12 Christians you know, they're involved in real estate and what have you, encourage him to watch The Secret and everybody else at work so they can make more sales and become more successful. And he was confused. And as I began to look at it and check it out, and got another gal, asked me about it and gave me a little write-up that was pushing it and so forth. And then I got a call from you guys to come on the program and do something about it. And I thought, well, I understand the occult construct behind it, but you know what? I need to dot my I's and cross my T's. And the more I did that, Dr. Stan, the bigger I realized it was, and it became this insidious octopus tied in the Da Vinci Code and everything else. And I decided, you know what? We need to do a DVD on this because this thing is huge, and all kinds of people I found needed help on this.
And I'm so glad you're doing it, because I don't know anybody who can do a better job of bringing out the truth on that. And for our listeners, if you haven't seen, of course, Pastor Schimmel's, they sold their souls for rock and roll or Sorcerers of the New Age and certainly the Da Vinci Con, and I'm sure there's several others. We'll let Joe talk about that this coming hour. Why, of course, you want to, but you also want to get this new one on The Secret. I can hardly wait. We need to get this information out. We're putting together a four-tape set and other material, but when Joe does it, why, it's very, very professionally done. And we have to, and you out there in the listening audience, have to help us get the information out, like Paul Revere, you know, writing The Redcoats Are Coming. Well, believe me, The Secret is already here, and, of course, it's introducing people to a way of life that will strip them of their ability ever to spend eternity with our Lord. And this is one of the greatest attacks on Christianity in modern times. And I don't think that the average Christian, I don't think the average minister really understands the implication of this. Do you, Joe?
No, they really don't. In fact, that Oprah Winfrey could have so many Christian viewers that, you know, get sucked into this, you know, and I could see how they can get deceived. But many people are getting the light off the TV set instead of the light of the Scripture. And because of that, they're getting a false light in so many cases. And what's incredible is after Oprah Winfrey had pushed it the first time, February 8th, it took over for, you know, Harry Potter, the seventh installment, the last installment. By the way, we have a video on Harry Potter as well.
Hold on, though. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Pastor Joe Schimmel. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We depend upon those of you who listen to us and who agree with us to lend us a hand if you possibly can. Anyway, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to know more. And then, of course, we do carry something, a four-tape set on this. It's called The Secret. Behind the Secret. The Secret Behind the Secret, and I think it's very important. We also have something called The Emergence, and basically it's a one-hour talk by Constance Cumby, who began looking into the background of the New Age movement and the Luciferian movement working at the highest levels of our government, and this traces her story from about 1980 right up until today. It's an excellent either DVD or video, and it's called The Emergence. So let me suggest that to you if you'd like more information. And then, we, of course, we have a four-tape set of interviews with Constance Cumby, who certainly has been really the one person who initially understood what was going on and certainly was out there and spent 7 years. She took off from her law practice to go around the country introducing people to these ideas. But that was, of course, a long time ago. And certainly by the early part of this century, 7 or 8 years ago, an awful lot of people had forgotten what she'd said. We also carry her book called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. So we have The Emergence, which is a DVD. We have, of course, the VHS, if you don't have that. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set and Constance's book. Then, of course, we also carry Pastor Joe Schimmel's They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. We think it's an excellent, excellent presentation. It's a 3-hour, 4-hour, or 10-hour version. And then, of course, Sorcerers of the New Age. DVD on Harry Potter, and, of course, The Da Vinci Con, which I think is excellent because it explains so many of the movies that I've either seen or heard about. And I'll have to admit, I mean, I like to think I'm fairly observant, and I miss so much of the true meaning of the Jim Carrey's movie, the Truman Show, or certainly of the one.
That was correct, the Truman Show.
Big Pine? Yeah,
you're
the
right.
Truman Show, right?
You're right. Uh-huh.
And then, of course, what was the name of the other one where the fellow was going to blow up the Parliament?
Oh, you're talking about V for Vendetta.
V for Vendetta.
All based in the Church of Aleister Crowley, the Satanist.
I mean, basically, these are amazing. And when you understand the true message of them, why it changes everything, and Joe does such a good job of bringing all of that out in a DVD called The Da Vinci Con. So if you'd like more information, certainly our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, these are not only, of course, entertaining, they're educational, primarily educational. I mean, I'm not here to entertain. I don't think Joe is either, although you have to get people to watch. But in the process, we have to teach, and this is what I feel I'm called to do. I know this is why Joe is in the ministry, is to teach people, not only in his own church, but through the miracle of electronics, he's been able to reach people all throughout the world with these various items, DVDs and videos we've mentioned, and some of these are distributed by some of the largest distributors in the nation. So we hope that many of you out there will begin to evaluate this. You can go to his website and look at the trailers. You can give us a call or his ministry. Our telephone number again is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And remember, of course, you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day on the Internet and not get much accomplished, 4 hours a day on shortwave. Satellite, you can hear it live 4 hours a day and altogether 9 hours a day until Star 5. But your job is to get other people listening, to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle today. We'll be back in just a moment for the next hour. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, tonight they're the views of Pastor Joe Schimmel, who's our special guest this evening, and he's telling us about how it was that he came to actually begin producing a DVD, which, of course, is his specialty, dealing with this subject of the secret. And what is the title of your DVD going to be?
It's called The Secret's Dirty Little Secret. Our website's called the same.
The Secret's Dirty Little Secret. And of course, Joe has, going to his church, a very, very talented young man. And of course, that church has more talent, because I believe Joe has a great deal of talent that God's given him for this. And then Chris Pinto, who's done the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, and of course the Riddles in Stone DVDs, which I think are outstanding. And of course, so is Chris going to be helping with this at all?
Chris is not helping with this, but we are together. That's why this project's been juggling right now. Chris and I are just about done with a project called the Kinsey Syndrome. And I don't want to give too much away, but it is going to be eye-popping video, what we have and the footage we have. Kinsey, as you know, in 1948, came out with the book on, you know, the sexual male and the one on the female a few years later. And Kinsey was basically himself not only a sexual deviant who was involved in, you know, masochistic behavior, and but he had actually paid people to molest children in the name of data. And he ended, I mean, from Kinsey, you could draw a line from Alfred Kinsey to the classrooms, from what's taught in the classrooms, because as any professor, Kinsey's influenced more what's taught in sexual education than any one man. And then you could draw a line from Kinsey as well to popular culture, you know, pornography and what have you. In fact, Hugh Hefner's first issue of Playboy, he credited Kinsey for inspiration, and Playboy in the for several years, Playboy actually funded Alfred Kinsey, and they've gone to bat together for various cases and what have you. And then you can not only draw a line from popular culture, from Kinsey to popular culture and to the classroom, but also the courtroom, because the model penal code, which was based mostly on Kinsey's lies, and 52 sex laws were stripped from the penal codes, and sentences for rape and molestation and also, you know, all kinds of different sexual crimes were lessened, and it basically paved the way for the sexual revolution of the 60s. And now we've got, I mean, it basically paved the way for global AIDS. I mean, we talk about Bono talking about AIDS and how Christians need to do more about what's happening in Africa. Christians have done more to help Africa than any other group, if you want to call it a group. But I'd say this, Bono needs to say, okay, he needs to point the finger back at himself and the rock and roll industry and the whole free sex movement that came out of the 60s. Because when you go from Kinsey and you go to what happened, and you go to what happened in the 1960s and also, you know, the courts, and then you go from the 60s to the 70s in Africa and the free sex movement, sexual revolution in Africa a little bit later, and then you had the whole AIDS crisis. People don't put things together, but it's clear when you start looking at
this basically, this truly satanic movement that has been sweeping the nation, everybody going back to the 1940s, and then now we're culminating with The Secret, which I think is, you know, certainly sort of the coup de grace, because it's introducing people to the other dimension. But of course, it's introducing them in a way that it's attractive and rewarding. And we'll talk about the law of attraction here when we get back. And of course, once you learn how to use the law of attraction, you can have anything you want. But of course, what is the price? We'll be right back with Pastor Joe Schimmel. Well, Joe, let's get back to The Secret, and of course, what is the price that people are going to have to pay? You know, the people are being drawn away from Christianity. People say, well, this could never happen to Christians, but certainly it is happening to Christians. That's the problem, because they really do not understand the true nature of the battle that's being waged today.
Well, that's part of the problem, is people don't believe Christians can be deceived, and Paul said, take heed when you think you stand, lest you fall. It's when Peter thought he couldn't fall that he ended up denying the Lord three times. He said, I'll never deny you. I'll go to prison and death with you. And that's why Peter later wrote, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil walks about as a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. He's very real. And Paul warned the church. He calls it a chaste virgin, that you could receive a different spirit, a different gospel, and a different Jesus. And so we have to be on guard, and Jesus himself, four times throughout all the discourse, when they asked him what would be the sign of his coming in the end of the age, he said repeatedly, watch out for false Christs and false prophets who will deceive many. He said in verse 24, I believe it's 24, he says, the false Christs and false prophets shall arise showing great signs and wonders, so much that if possible, they'll deceive even the very elect. So what we have is a movement that will come in the name of Christ, and that's what's amazing here. Is that's why it's so important that we understand that Oprah Winfrey and many of these other New Agers will claim to be Christian. In fact, Beckwith, one of the main, Michael Beckwith, one of the main talking heads on the 8th, and then on the 16th, she only had a couple guys come back on the 16th, and one of them was Beckwith, and he has a church out here with about 10,000 members in L.A., and his website, you go to the facts page, and he mentions they use a Gnostic version of the Bible. Now, keep in mind, the Gnostics taught that the Creator was evil, and that the spirit that channeled the serpent is the Liberator, the Redeemer. In fact, that's the very teaching of the Satanists, Aleister Crowley and Madame Blavatsky of the Theosophical Society, the mother and father of the New Age movement. They both taught that Satan was a great benefactor that liberated mankind through the teaching that you shall be as God at the Garden of Eden, in the Garden of Eden through the serpent. These guys basically came right out and said it at times. Now, what's interesting, Dr. Stan, is in the book, The Secret, and I'll quote from a page from Rhonda Byrne, who wrote The Secret and put together the DVD based on the teachings of Esther Hicks. I'm quoting from page 164 of The Secret. It says, "You are God in a physical body. You are spirit in the flesh. You are eternal life expressing itself as you." So right there you got the idea that you never die and that you are God, the same two main lies that were taught in the garden by Satan. You are a cosmic being. You are all power. You are all wisdom. You are all intelligence. You are all perfection. You are magnificence.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and here's Pastor Shimon. Was simply quoting from the book, The Secret. And it's a very, very short book. Well, we actually somebody had gotten me a copy of the book, but it's been sold at Costco, and of course there they put out literally hundreds of thousands of copies of the book, and I don't know how many millions of copies of the book.
Over 2 million now.
Over 2 million copies of the book. And,
already.
And I know they were talking well over a million copies of the DVD. I mean, and of course you trade these things around, and so many people are getting taken in. Why don't you go ahead and quote from that page, give people the page reference?
Yeah, that's page 164. She goes on to say, "You are the Creator, and you are creating the creation of you on this planet." And a little bit later, 183, she says, "The Earth turns on its orbit for you." Now the Bible says that God created everything for Him and for His glory, but here, you know, the Earth turns on its orbit for you. The oceans ebb and flow for you. The birds sing for you. The sun rises and it sets for you. The stars come out for you. Every beautiful thing you see, every wondrous thing you experience is all there for you. Take a look around. None of it can exist without you. No matter who you thought you were, now you know the truth of who you really are. You are the master of the universe. You are the heir of the kingdom. You are the perfection of life. And now you know the secret.
And now you are God.
That's the secret. You are God. The same lie.
And you know, how could anybody really believe that? And yet, as you begin to tap into these other forces, as you begin to mobilize the universe with your mind, why, of course, you will get certain advantages. Good things may very well appear to be happening, at least. And I've heard, I know people who've actually been into this in the past. And they've gotten that new car that they wanted. They've gotten that new boat that they wanted. They've gotten the girl or the man that they wanted. But at what price, as far as eternity is concerned?
Right.
And people have to understand, I mean, we are simply created beings. You know, we're made by our Lord. All men are created equal and endowed by the Creator with certain rights. Our job is to fear God and to obey God and to love God and keep His commandments. That is our function. And we are not going to direct the course of the world. We're to be involved in the world, but we are not God. The other message is exactly the opposite. And, of course, one reason I'm so certain that the Bible is true is because the people on the other side quote it all the time. They just give it a different meaning.
Now, that's an incredible point you just made, Dr. Stan. One thing I've noticed with these channelers for years is that they will often talk in like King James English. They'll often quote scriptures. They'll often refer to Jesus as a prophet. They'll often, they'll use terms, as I mentioned before, of the beings that will channel these people, call themselves things like Seth or God or Jesus, you know, or as Esther Hicks, who the secrets based on her teachings, basically, as far as the specific way they're presented, you know, she says she channels Abraham. Now, the spirits that claim to be Abraham to Esther Hicks said that we want you to understand us as Abraham so you will think of us as teachers. I thought, man, when I first heard, you know, and read, I actually bought her book, Law of Attraction. It's called Law of Attraction, her book, Esther Hicks, which came out long, you know, came out before The Secret. I when I realized these spirits were calling themselves Abraham, I knew exactly what they're doing. I said, there they go again, using a name from the scripture because they want to use some truth or some semblance of truth to package the lie. That should be some red flags right there. But it was interesting, later I found out, as I continued to read her teaching and what she said they claimed, that they basically said, we call ourselves Abraham so you will understand that we are teachers. Now, what I found amazing as well regarding all of this is Esther Hicks, I mentioned earlier, she was fearful of this whole thing about, you know, even talking about this, you know, the spirit world. Her husband was reading about and getting in contact with, and eventually she let her guard down and she said, you know what, I'm ready to go visit a medium with you. Because he was reading several books about mediums and, you know, like Seth Speaks and what have you. And they went to find the medium that channeled Seth and found out that she had been dead. They contacted another medium. This medium encouraged Esther Hicks and her husband to start meditating for 15 minutes every morning and see what would happen. Esther Hicks began meditating 15 minutes in the morning. Now, I'm not talking about meditation, biblical meditation. The Bible talks about meditating on God's Word, filling your mind with God's truth, and getting into God's Word. Eastern meditation is more like, is not where your mind is active and you're seeking and pursuing God, but where you empty your mind, and instead of being sober and being vigilant and girding up the loins of your mind so you won't be attacked, but you're seeking the true God, you open yourself up to forces. And as Esther Hicks was meditating, she said that's what opened her up to the spirit world. She said that eventually her arm moved involuntarily and she whacked her husband on the chest. And then she said her head began turning to the left involuntarily. You know, it wasn't like, she didn't describe it as like, you know, in The Exorcist with Linda Blair and pea soup as her head spun around and all that, but she said it was involuntary. And then she said that all of a sudden she had this compulsion to run to the typewriter, and she began typing at speeds she couldn't naturally type. Her hands were like a blur. Her husband tried to grab her hands to stop them because he thought she was going to break her fingers. And eventually these spirits began speaking through her and using her body. Well, in the Bible, when we read about this phenomena, it's always satanic. It's always demonic. And what is so clear to me is not only does the Bible say these things would happen, it not only states that people would be possessed, but also states what kind of messages these demons would push. I mean, these very things taking place, I mean, Dr. Stan, you and I, it's heartbreaking on one hand, another on the other hand, it's like, you know what, it increases your faith a thousandfold because, you know, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word more than I even believe I have a left hand. I mean, or a right hand. You know, it's so that's obvious. I have a right and left hand, but I'm so convinced of Scripture. But when you see these things happening and giving the same uniform diabolical message over and over again by these people that open themselves to these spirits, identifying with the serpent in Genesis, identifying with that lie, and then talking about how we need to come to a new world order and bring the world together and realize our deity and that Christians need to be rooted out from the earth and that they need to be excised like a cancer from a body. All these things the Bible says that Satan would do in the end times. Jesus said when you see these things taking place, He said, don't be frightened. He said, lift up your heads because you know that your redemption is drawing close because God is the one who's victorious in the end. Jesus, you know, the Bible says, greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. And Jesus said, you know, be of good cheer. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And if God be for us, the scriptures say, who can be against us? So what we need to do is say, well, this is foretold to take place, but we need to rescue people. The Bible says, snatch them out of the fire. We need to alert people to the fact that this is going on because Oprah Winfrey is there deconstructing what Christianity really is before millions and millions of professing Christians and reconstructing it in the name, Christianity, a false Christianity that's fully occultic. In fact, Oprah Winfrey herself, and that's what people would see in our DVD, we're going to be showing many of the people we've been mentioning, showing the channelers channel. I mean, people will be seeing different channelers channeling, mocking God, mocking Jehovah, saying that we are gods and things of that nature. And what's interesting is Oprah Winfrey herself has admitted on more than one occasion publicly in interviews that she asks different spirits to possess her body. And when she acts, she asks different spirits to possess her body to make her a better actress and what have you. She has been involved in the secret for over 20 years. She has been involved in the occult for years and years. She has become very, very successful. But like you said, Dr. Stan, at what price? Jimmy Page, who practices the secret, the biggest and most famous guitarist of the 1970s, Led Zeppelin. Jimmy Page, who is into the Satanist Aleister Crowley, who also talks about the secret and the occult power that one can get from Satan. Jimmy Page says that big names aren't made today by ready, steady, go. He said they're made through practicing Aleister Crowley's magic. But what's incredible here is now we have this kind of magic. I mean, people have been being, I believe, very strongly, people have been basically, you know, being led to the slaughter through things like Harry Potter and everything else that have basically greased skids for them and their children to make this occult worldview acceptable. And now you have people saying, wow, we can actually be sorcerers. We can practice the law of attraction. We can meditate. We can have all these positive thoughts. I can think about getting a nice, beautiful new car, and it's just going to, you know, show up and you know show up one day or what have you. And you're exactly right. These things do work to a degree. What happens is many people will practice them, and hopefully, by the grace of God, they won't work for them. You know, and hopefully they'll be discouraged and come to an end of themselves and turn to the true and living God. But when they do work, I feel most sorry for those people that they work for, because you know, that shows that Satan is working at great power in their lives. And there is, because they try to say, hey, you know, the law of attraction is that you send out positive vibrations, you know, to the universe, and since the universe is part of you and you're part of the universe and, you know, you're all God, you're getting in sync with the universe, which is benevolent, and the universe wants you as part of the deity to receive good things, and then you just get synced up and these things will come. What people don't recognize is the Bible teaches, 1 John 5:19 says that we know as Christians that we are of God, but the whole world lies under the power of the evil one. And the Apostle Paul said that the world system is being guided by the prince and the power of the air, who is guiding the course of the world through the children of disobedience. So there is a satanic, there's fallen angels, demons, you know, Satan is very powerful. And when people start opening themselves up to wanting to be their own God, they basically say, hey, I'm not only part of the rebellion against the true God, I want to go for the same lie you went for. I want to be God, and I want to command my own, you know, be the master of my own universe and, you know, the captain of my own fate. And Satan obliges them, and he will give them power. But as you said, at what cost? The Bible talks about, Jesus said, what's the profit of man if he gains the whole world and loses his eternal soul?
Amen. And I think that this is what we really have to understand. And our job, at least my job, I know Joe's job, and I hope the job of many of you out there in the listening audience would be get informed. And then begin talking to people about this sort of thing. And certainly most people have heard about the secret. The wonderful thing is you can go up on the internet. They've got their whole website about this, and you can get on their mailing list. And but of course, we've got to warn people what this is about, because what's at stake is their eternal soul. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest, Pastor Joe Schimmel. And really, if we don't warn people, who's going to? And if we don't do it now, when? But you can't warn them unless you really understand. And that's why the material that Joe is putting together is so important. Now, do you have anything written up on your website, Joe?
Well, we have a little blurb right now because I've been working so much on trying to get this thing done. In fact, if people realize that, you know, we as Christians are called to be ready to give an answer to everyone who asks about the hope that we have, and we're called to earnestly contend for the faith. We're told that in Jude, verse 3. And Paul said that we're ambassadors reaching people for Christ, and we're told that we're supposed to, as Jude said, to snatch people out of the fire. I personally feel like, hey, you know, the biggest spiritual fire taking place right now is, I mean, the secret is the biggest thing out right now. It's the biggest deception. It's going to be out for quite some time. It's just going to grow and grow and grow. Is people need to have answers, and that's one reason I thought, you know what, I need to do more than a booklet or a book on this. I need to put it in DVD format. And Dr. Stan, you mentioned they sold their souls and the quality of production. We do that because we want it to be very, very clear very, very powerful. We spent about $100,000 on They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, not expecting to get even half of that back, knowing that, hey, hopefully it'll bless a lot of people. In fact, I was just told 3 days ago, you guys should raise your price on your three-hour version, because when people see a higher price, they'll grab it more. And I said, you know what? I talked to my wife. I said, I'm leaving the price the same, you know. And it's interesting because our heart is to get the truth out. And I know the same is true with you, Dr. Stan. You cover subjects after subjects that are not popular. What we're talking about right now, we're not taking a popular stance on this thing. I was throwing a wet blanket on it. But at the same time, you know what? We go to bed at night and put our heads on our pillows with a good conscience and being right with God. And I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, when I stand before God. And I live for the true and living God, as I believe and know you do. What's heartbreaking is so many people all around us, I mean, it's the biggest deception going right now, are getting sucked into this. So that's why we've developed the Secret, Dirty Little Secret, to make it available so people can reach their loved ones, because it's done in such a way, where I follow the acronym SECRETS, S for the source of the secret, E for the evil spirits behind the secret, C for Christ consciousness and the false teaching that we are gods, and R for the riches of the secret, and the next E for Eastern mysticism and meditation that opens people up to the spiritism. In fact, Johanna Michelson, not Johanna Michelson, but Carol Matriciana, just did a great DVD on yoga, and it's deception. It's the best thing I've ever seen on yoga. She'll be interviewed in The Secret as well. And then the T is for tele-evangelist and The Secret. And then the next S is for sin, salvation, and The Secret. And tele-evangelism, Dr. Stan, the one reason I believe, one of the big reasons I believe that so many Christians are being duped by it, is variations of the same secret have been taught on some of the most popular Christian television stations in the nation. And I say this knowing that, They Sold Their Souls has been shown nationwide and in several countries and in several Christian stations, and knowing it's dangerous to even talk like this, but hey, it's the truth. Over and over again, many of the top teachers on Trinity Broadcasting Network and other networks, Benny Hinn and Kenneth Copeland and Creflo Dollar, and over and over again, many of these teachers have been teaching that we are little gods, that we make our own reality by positive confession and what have you. Possibility to be thinking has been taught over and over again by Robert Schuller, and before him Norman Vincent Peale, who mentored him with very similar teaching. But what's heartbreaking is...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Pastor Schimmel was just talking about how many of the televangelists on the large television Christian networks are putting out information which is identical to The Secret, perhaps not quite as blatant, but of course they really, of course, getting people involved in the occult and the supernatural, but not the supernatural of our Lord, because certainly our Lord is supernatural. There is another dimension where he and his angels are involved. But, of course, that's the same dimension that these demonic spirits are involved as well. But, of course, he's warning against some of these televangelists. And you pick up the story there.
Well, the reason I felt that was necessary is that many, many, I mean, the most popular televangelists, I mean, these are the guys, you know, who basically have, I mean, it's heartbreaking because when people go through, you know, their typical channels, there's so much deception in so many of the movies and the music channels and what have you. Then when they come on a Christian station, often they'll be hearing, you know, they'll be seeing somebody with purple hair, you know, 2 feet high, and teachers telling them that, you know, Christianity is all about money, name it, claim it, blab it and grab it, you know, health and wealth gospel, the prosperity gospel. And it's very rare that they actually hear the gospel and what Jesus Christ did on the cross and his death, his payment for sin on the cross, his burial, his resurrection, and his triumph over death, the grave, and over Satan. And it's very rare that they hear that our mission as the church, the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ, is to reach souls with the gospel, is to stand up against error, and as Paul said, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them, and we were called to do that. And thankfully, Dr. Stan, I'm grateful for you inviting me on and having the opportunity. I know you've your whole life is about trying to, being a doctor in the past, you've seen what infections can do to the body, and you do see, no doubt, there's a lot of evil teaching that's destroying families and destroying nations and what have you. And that's what we see going on. And what we found is that many of the most popular, and the most popular TV evangelists, I think Benny Hinn's probably either the most popular or one of them, he teaches that we are gods. Kenneth Copeland teaches that we are gods. Kenneth Hagin, before him, has taught that we are gods. In fact, it's interesting, if you do a study on that, you'll see that Kenneth Hagin, who's called the granddaddy of the Word Faith movement, the prosperity movement, his teachings were plagiarized from E.W. Kenyon, who received many of his teachings from Christian Science, which is not Christian or scientific, and it got many of their teachings in New Thought, basically. He took his teaching from New Thought, and teachings that were basically taken from Eastern mysticism and Hinduism, which teaches that we are gods. So this concept that we are gods went through Kenyon, through Hagin, to many of the Word Faith teachers and the televangelists that are on television right now. So you have those same mystery teachings that have basically come through the pipeline. I mean, there's 8 different places where Kenneth Hagin said that he had received, Jesus appeared to him and gave him certain things, and there's 8 different block quotes where he says this was Jesus teaching him that are taken right from the pages of E.W. Kenyon, who was an occultist. Now, it's interesting because he's the granddaddy, Hagin, of the Word Faith movement. Kenneth Copeland and others have said, we basically follow his teaching. And that's the main teaching that's been on the airwaves for decades now, since the 70s, 80s, 90s, and now in the 21st century. And it's the teaching that we are gods, that we are little gods, that we basically create our own reality. We confess things in a positive way, and they'll happen. And they take Scripture out of context. Like it says, we know through faith that God, created the universe in Hebrews. So it says we know through faith, meaning through our faith, through our trust in Him, and understanding that what He's done. But they say, no, it's through the power of faith. And now we can use that same power of faith and be gods just like Him, be little gods, and create our own reality. And we can get rich, and it's very similar. It's basically the same teaching with more of a Christian spin put upon it. Well, what we're showing in our DVD, we're not only showing Chandler's preaching these lies, and we're not only showing that the top 3 productions, DVD productions, whether it's What the Bleep by Rompta, or Neil Donald Walsh's Conversations with God, or Burns' The Secret, they're all based on channel teaching. We're also showing that the televangelists that are out there are saying the same thing, and these men, like Kenneth Copeland and Benny Hinn, have said, hey, we're basically teaching what occultists have known for years. I've had quotes where they talk about that. And also Benny Hinn says he's been in touch with spirits from, like, Amy Simple McPherson's coming back from the dead, and Catherine Coleman visits her grave, and that she's appeared to him and given her mantle to him. We're dealing with the same spirit realm, and it's deceiving the whole world, including many people that feel that they're Christians.
And, of course, basically it appeals to Christians. I mean, here are people who have Christianity. I mean, he can just point at you, and you fall over backwards. And since these people don't understand the spirit realm, they think this has to be of God. They do not realize, of course, that the devil, this demonic force, can actually simulate God in many respects. And of course, until people understand the true nature of battle, that we're fighting a spiritual battle, on a political, ideological, cultural, and yes, even on a religious battlefield, why we're not going to be able to stand against it. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I was just thinking as you were talking there, Jill, how fortunate I am, and of course my wife as well, because my wife is my partner in everything I do. But of course, that here, I as a retired orthopedic surgeon, and she is a retired, a chief nurse on the surgical ward at the old county hospital. She's ended up here, having a ministry that reaches the whole world by the miracle of electronics. What a privilege it is to at least talk to that small, remnant of people who do listen to our programs. And then, of course, God has given you a talent, and He's given you a wonderful ability to put together DVDs that are logical and have an emotional impact. And of course, certainly your DVDs will reach many people that I won't reach. Perhaps I'll reach others, but certainly we're going to carry that DVD. How soon do you think this one will be available, the one on The Secret, Behind The Secret, The Secret's Little Secret?
Yeah, the secret's dirty little secret. Our target date is the end of spring, early summer. But you know what? It's probably going to be early summer. We're getting together some interviews still and so forth that we have to edit in, and we could get it done a little sooner, but we want to have it polished, and it's going to have your, there's going to be, I mean, like some of the evangelists I mentioned, they're going to be there. Some people are going to probably be out there saying, is this all this true? I mean, this is so incredible. If it's true, it's hard to believe. And that's why we have these guys, even as you've seen what they sold their souls. We have rock star after rock star admitting the things that we're talking about. And here they're going to see whether it's people involved in the occult blatantly, Satanism, or the secret, or total evangelists, all basically preaching the same lie, which the Apostle Paul said was called the strong delusion, that they're given a strong delusion in the end time that they should believe the lie and they follow the Antichrist. And what's crazy to me is that when you read the book of Revelation and the Antichrist is blaspheming the God in heaven and he's claimed to be God, that's the very thing that's happening right now through these teachings. It's not this Darwinistic dead materialism where nobody believes in God anymore. It's a new age spin on Darwinism where we evolve into godhood and then we try to topple God from his throne, which, and it's ludicrous that anybody would believe that, I know, but it's ludicrous that anybody would believe that they are God in the first place. I mean, Dr. Stan, think about this. I was thinking about this the other day, and I'd shared this with our congregation, I think in the second, probably both services. I thought, this is amazing, because what were the two main things people often went to mental hospitals and were considered insanity? Usually it was when people went around thinking that they were God. You know, they were mental hospitals were filled with people.
Hold that thought for just a moment.
Okay.
Well, Pastor Schimmel was just saying, why do they put people in mental hospitals? What are the things that, if somebody told you something, it'd be sure they were crazy. And, of course, one of them was the fact that they were God. Well, I mean, somebody tells you they're God, you think they got to be crazy. And yet, Shirley MacLaine, remember, Shirley MacLaine, out on a limb, famous actress, and she had adopted this concept, and that was the whole concept about the limb. I am God. In fact, she even, in the motion picture made for television, she described being in this truck, you know, driving through, I guess it was the Andes or someplace up there, down there in South America, and simply taking her hands off the wheel as the truck and the wheel would then turn and drive down this twisting, terrible road. But, of course, the demonic spirit was driving the truck. She didn't have to drive it. And it's an amazing, amazing series. Anyway, what was the second thing that people you know, would be put in the loony bin for?
The first reason would be, you know, obviously people claiming to be God in the past, they considered insane. And the second reason, what's the plea for insanity that's happened for hundreds of years now in our nation, in Great Britain? It was the Macnaughton rule of insanity, which was not being able to distinguish between right and wrong, or good and evil. And it's interesting because that rule, I think it was like 84 or so, that became the federal rule for insanity, which is pretty much a reinstatement of the Macnaughton rule of insanity in courts of law, and that is that someone's not able to distinguish between good and evil. They don't understand that there's good and evil and there's a distinction. Well, what's amazing to me is now the very things that people in the Western civilization understood to be insane in the past, that we are God and that there's no good and evil, are now the foundational teachings of the New Age movement. And now you're considered God and you make up your own rules. There's really no good and evil. And now you're considered, you know, the more you believe that and the more you realize that, the saner you are. And those who are insane are those Christians that they like to call fundamentalists who believe in a creator that created the universe and that we didn't, and that there are moral laws. It's wrong to rape women. It's wrong to molest children. It's wrong to kill 32 people and yourself at Virginia Tech. These things, there's right and wrong, and we know intuitively there are things that are right and wrong because God's written his law in our hearts, and our hearts can get jaded, our conscience can become seared, but praise God, the word of God stands forever. And I just hope and pray that God will continue to use you, Stan, and continues to use others that are standing for the truth, and continue to use, God help us, the projects that we're working on, and strengthen us and empower us and help us to get this current project finished, because we praise God. You mentioned the word remnant, Dr. Stan. We praise God that there is a remnant, and that's why I encourage people to take heart. The Lord knows who are His, and Jesus said, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And even as Satan is building the whore of Babylon, Satan's church, God's church, the church of Jesus Christ, is being built among those who truly love Him, have truly been cleansed for their sins, truly hold to His word, hold fast. And these things, as I said before, if we understand them correctly, they shouldn't destroy our faith. They should strengthen them, because we're seeing prophecy fulfilled before our very eyes. At the same time as I say that, though, I'm well aware that countless Christians are getting sucked into this and falling away. As Jesus said, many would fall away, Matthew 24:10-12, in the last days. And Paul said there would be a departure from the faith, 1 Timothy 4:1. And the Apostle Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2 that there would be a falling away and the man of sin would be revealed, the Antichrist. So in many scriptures, 2 Timothy 4, Paul said, preach the word in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not heed sound teaching, but after their own lust, they'll heap up to themselves many teachers to tickle their ears and tell them what they want to hear. So that's what's happening. People are being told, you could be, I mean, it's a blow, it just blows my mind that people fall for it, but people want to hear that they are God, they could have whatever they want, and it's all about them. And narcissism, that was also a psychosis, you know? And now narcissism, that, you know, selfism, this is, today, this is the celebrated teaching in the world, and Paul, that's prophesied as well. Paul said, in the last times, difficult times would come, in 2 Timothy 3:1-5, he says, in the last times, difficult times will come, for many will turn to self-love, that we love as a self, covetous, and boy, that's what the secret's all about, self-love and being covetous, self-love, and listen to what Paul says, you know, in the latter times, difficult times will come, for men will love themselves, and they'll be covetous, and boasters, and proud, blasphemers, you know, he goes on and on, and then he goes on to say, just like Jannes and Jambres, who opposed Moses, these were the magicians in Pharaoh's court, who preached lies with magic, these people oppose the truth of God. So it's prophesied to come in the form of occult teaching. And when I open the scripture, as you do, Stan, it's like, wow, this is like, you know, it can open the newspaper and go to Barnes and Nobles and, or, you know, and or what's popular on so many of the TV channels. And it's exactly what the Bible said would be happening. Jesus said it would be just like the days of Noah in the end times. And what happened in the days of Noah? Chapter 6, Genesis, we go back there and find out. It says there was a population explosion. I mean, we were just at a billion a century and a half ago, after thousands of years, and now we're closing in on 7 billion. You know, there was an increase in violence. I mean, just look at what happened with the last school shooting, and violence is, you know, through the roof. And it says that there was sexual perversion, and there certainly is in our day, that there would be mockers and scoffers. It says that in 2 Peter 3, as in the days of Noah. And also, as in the days of Lot, Jesus said it would be like the days of Lot. Sexual sin is running rampant. The world's becoming more and more like Sodom and Gomorrah. So I encourage my audiences, whenever I have an opportunity, go back to the Word. I'm nothing. I'm no one. I'm pointing to Jesus and His Word, because that's where it's at. And we all have that same opportunity to have His Word. And yes, God rises up men and women of God to encourage others. But we have to stick to the Word of God in these last days.
Amen to that. Now, I want you to get out your website, both of your websites.
Okay, the first one, the most popular one, is goodfight.org.
Goodfight.org, okay.
Org, yeah. And there we have a lot of really great things, a lot of good articles going up. We're trying to keep current now with it and have articles come up frequently and so forth. And also there's, and they can also order the secrets, Dirty Little Secret there. And I hope and pray, I mean, I think it would be a great investment. And you know what, I'd give permission for people. They grab the secrets, their little secret, they can, if they want, they can make 5,000 copies and pass them out, you know, because our heart's to get the truth out, because so many people are being duped. And the neat thing about the DVD is that whether people are caught up in the TV evangelists who are preaching the same secret, it's a slightly different variation, or the occult, which so many people are, this DVD will be an eye-popper, an eye-opener. Also, they can get many of our resources through you, Dr. Stan, as well, and I'd encourage that as well. I just hope and pray they pick things up, because we just, you know, we have a war here, and we're called to, Jesus said, occupy until I come. So Paul said, I've set my feet for a ready defense for the faith. And Paul said, put on the full armor of God, and that you might stand against all the schemes of the evil one. And the word schemes there in the Greek is methodios, which is, we get the English word method from that word. He has various methods. And Paul said we're supposed to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of truth, he says, and have our loins girded about with the belt of truth. We need to have the truth and the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the other pieces of armor. And so many people realize something's wrong, but they're being waylaid because they haven't put the pieces together. And the neat thing is that if people could just come to Jesus, start seeking Him, get to know Him, get to know His Word, and be alert to what's going on in the world, and find out what's going on and what these deceptions are about, so they can then become active in rescuing others from these deceptions.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you're out there listening, you have a question for Pastor Schimmel, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We don't have a lot of time, but I'm sure some of you have questions about this. But this is not imaginary. This is very real. I mean, with Oprah's 50 million watchers, 50 million people listen to her. Many of them are Christians, and many of them, of course, follow her. She's a very charming lady, loads of fun, seems to feel very deeply about things, and I'm sure she does. But certainly, she has accumulated great wealth. She admits to using this technique, as certainly as does Jim Carrey and Jack Canfield, at Chicken Soup for the Soul, and Neil Donald Walsh, and so many of the others. The DVD is worthwhile watching. I know I certainly don't want you to watch it and believe it, but I think you have to understand what these people are doing. I think the book is worthwhile reading, but understand that this is leading people on a one-way road to eternal damnation. And in the scriptures, it talks about there are two ways, of course, to heaven. One is, of course, a very wide road, and many of them go down there, and wide is the gate, but that's not the gate to heaven. I mean, certainly the gate to where we want to go is a narrow way and a narrow gate, and few are going to get there. And unfortunately, with inducements like we're seeing today and all the temptations, why, of course, it's so easy to go the wrong direction. The battle is in our minds. And our minds can go whichever way. I mean, they can go in search of God, or they can go in search of pleasure and prosperity, and certainly all the wonderful things that are available in this truly utopian society that we live in. And, of course, unfortunately, there's a price to pay, though, as I'm sure many of the people who were involved and have been involved in the music industry have come to realize, much to their horror. So go ahead, pick up the story there, Joe.
No, you're exactly right. And that's one of the things we should probably talk about is what you were mentioning is the lure is that, hey, you can have power and you can have success and things in this world, and it's, you know, pretty cheap way to sell your soul. I mean, to get a new car to, you know, to be separated from God for eternity or something like that. So, but it's basically pushing a way of life and just, you know, opening yourself up to the spirit world. In fact, that's what's one of the things that's interesting is when Esther Hicks, who was the main teacher of The Secret with Rhonda Byrne, said, hey, I want to be taken out of the new edition. She came out and said that, you know, that people that are watching The Secret aren't really learning The Secret. And because she's aware that the spirit realm is behind this, you know, and you don't really find that out from watching the video. It gives you this, this basically self-help method of, you know, tapping into the forces of the universe. It doesn't really say what's behind this. And either does Esther Hicks, really, until you go to Scripture, then you see what is going on here. What I think it's important for people to understand is that the God of the Bible, He is not some, you know, cosmic killjoy. He's not as New Agers and Satanists want to portray Him so often. The God of the Bible, the true and living God, does want to take care of us. In fact, Paul said that my God should supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory. And the difference is that the biblical God, the true God, He comes against making yourself a God. He did say He'll have no other gods before Him. He hates idolatry. He hates sin. He hates rebellion against His kingdom. And the true and living God, he not only says help know the gods before him, but he warns about not serving wealth and money. He says, you know, you cannot serve both God. Jesus said you cannot serve both God and mammon. And one of the big problems we have today, even in the professing church, is that people have made a god out of mammon. And you hear money preached more than Jesus on so many of these programs out there. But the true God, Jesus said, you know, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. So he taught that we need to seek him, the true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the triune God. We need to seek the true God. And as we seek him first and his righteousness, that means his moral law, what's right, then all of our needs will be met. He'll take care of us. In fact, the psalmist said, I've never seen the righteous begging for bread. Now, it's important to understand that as we live a Christian life and we follow the Lord, he does supply our needs according to his riches and glory. But there's a real secret. That's a good secret. And Paul said, I've learned the secret on how to be abased and not do so good, and how to abound and be doing good, and to be content in whatever state I'm in. He said, is that I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's the real key, is having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, Paul wrote that in Philippians chapter 3 and chapter 4. He talks about it as well. And he wrote that when he wrote his letter to the Philippians from a prison. And Paul, in prison for preaching the gospel, wasn't saying, hey, you know, name it and claim it. You know, Paul was in prison for preaching the truth and preaching the gospel. But Paul understood that God was working all things out together for the good for those who love him, that are called according to his purpose. And Paul said, even the circumstances that he was in the Philippian prison, that God had allowed it because he had opened the door for the gospel to be preached in a whole other way to more people. And he understood, and when we follow Christ, we put him first. No matter what befalls us, we can understand that God is in charge. In fact, Joseph, he was actually in pretty rich status, and his dad had really blessed him in the Old Testament. But when his brothers had rejected him, and evil had befallen him, and he was sold as a slave, and put in a dungeon and falsely accused, at the end he was able to say to his brothers, what you have meant for evil, God has meant for good. And that's the beauty of following Jesus Christ, no matter what happens to us. Even if we lose our head, the Bible teaches that annihilation is glorification. Jesus says, they'll deliver you to be killed, but not one hair on your head will perish. That's pretty incredible. And that's because we know that we will be with the Lord, and that we will be resurrected. Even when Job had lost everything, and he was one of the richest guys on the planet, and he lost everything. Satan went after him, and you know, he was just devastated. And even his family, except for his wife, and he fell on his knees, and he says, the Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And as Christians, we need to get to the point where we are ready to be persecuted, to go through whatever we're going to go through, and say, you know what, no matter what, I'm not going to deny Jesus Christ. And I'm not going to live for wealth. I'm going to live for Jesus. Because you know what? We're already, you know, filthy rich compared to most of the world. But Dr. Stan, we as Christians, we're inheriting streets of gold, you know? And it says that the treasure that we have in our Lord and in the eternal kingdom cannot be compared to the suffering that we're going through now, because it's going to so exceed it. And Christians need to realize that we're not supposed to live for today. Jesus said, don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust corrupt and thieves break in and steal. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust can corrupt, and thieves do not break in and steal, for where your treasure is, your heart is also. So we know, what do we esteem most in life? That's where our heart is, and that's where our treasure will be. My treasure is in heaven. I mean, when I pray, as Jesus said, our Father who art in heaven, I treasure the Father. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. His kingdom, the heavenly kingdom. Thy will be done, the heavenly will. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ, and I can't be robbed of him. And I have him forever, and he needs to be our focus.
Amen to that. And of course, I think we have to realize that God does rule in the affairs of men, and certainly the older I become, the more convinced I am of that fact. And that we're going to have to rely upon him, I think, increasingly in the times that lie ahead. It's a good time to start practicing. Our guest, of course, has been Pastor Joe Schimmel. And of course, our subject, the secret behind the dirty little behind the dirty little secret. And of course, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty. our guest is Joe Schimmel. We have David been hanging on the line patiently from Coeur d'Alene. David, you have a quick question for our guest?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, any more than Constant Compey's commentary, which is excellent as well, and I very much appreciate your guest's insights. Considering the difficulty in trying to talk to people, Seventh-day Adventists, the Mormon Church, and the Mormons preach, you know, that you are to become a god. Is that in a similar pattern?
Okay, I think that's a very good question. David's asking, so do the Mormons teach that you can become a god? And he wants to know if that's coming from the same pattern. I think it's coming from the same pattern. Hell, what do you think?
Yep, I would say definitely it's coming from the same line spirits. In fact, it's interesting that, you know, Mormonism teaches, yes, that we are basically gods in embryo. It's interesting as well because you have Joseph Smith claiming that an angel contacted him, and you know then he beheld the Father and the Son as well, and that this angel, you know, Moroni, told him about these golden plates and so forth, and he restarted the true Church of Jesus Christ. However, the true Church of Jesus Christ never needed to be restarted because Jesus said, as I quoted earlier, "I'll build my church; the gates of hell will not prevail against it."
Also, keep on bringing that
free,
up.
That the church would endure through all generations, but. Really quickly on the idea of Mormons teaching that Jesus is God, there are several places. I have Journal of Discourses, which is like 25 volumes long, of the teachings of many of the Mormon prophets through much of the 1800s. And over and over and over again, Brigham Young actually teaches on page 50 and 51 of volume 1 that Adam is the only God with whom we have to do, that he brought one of his wives, Eve, into the Garden of Eden, and that Jesus was not begotten by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, which the Bible says he was, but he says that same character that was in Eden, speaking of Adam, came down and he had sex with her and produced Jesus, and that Adam is the Archangel Michael, the Ancient of Days, the only God with whom we have to do, and again he says that, you know, Jesus was not begotten of the Holy Spirit. And he says, if you don't believe this, he says, you know, you will be damned. Now, what's interesting, I say to Mormons that I talk to, and I have some Mormon friends, I say, you know, according to Brigham Young, you cannot be a Mormon or you're damned, because Mormons today don't believe that Adam is the only God with whom you have to do. And Brigham Young says if you don't believe that, you're going to be damned. So if you do believe it, you can't be a Mormon. And if you don't believe it, then you have to reject Brigham Young as a prophet, and therefore you have to reject Mormonism. But over and over again, one of the things I've seen throughout Journal of Discourses is Brigham Young says that the spirits from the demonic spirit world are constantly helping the Mormon church. He said, at one point, as I'm preaching to you guys right now, I could lay my hands on 12 of these demons, or 12 of these spirits, and they're assisting me, and they're prompting me. And
hey, out of time. We're just going to have to get you back again sometime real soon. God
bless. Maybe on Mormonism.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you've enjoyed our two-hour marathon with Pastor Joe Schimmel, but the time always flies by. He's a tremendous source of information, and he loves the Lord. And I hope that you'll heed his message. Certainly, you know, the only hope for any of us is our personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and certainly he'll provide what we need. And he may never make us wealthy. But if our emphasis is on the material, and that becomes the center of our focus, certainly you can get that by adopting the programs of The Secret. But the price is too high, far too high to pay. No, ladies and gentlemen, certainly the people who simply love the Lord and keep his commandments, who fear the Lord and keep his commandments, who obey the Lord and keep his commandments, that's what it's really all about. And our job is, of course, to remember those three admonitions, and certainly to try to get other people to understand exactly what's going on today. Well, of course, we do have this DVD on Constance Cumbie, and we also have it in VHS, but it's called The Emergence, and it's an amazing story. In fact, we had an opportunity to watch it again recently. And my wife and I sat on a Saturday evening, really were enthralled. It's about 58 or 59 minutes long. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set. It's called I think it's the Aquarian I believe it's called The Aquarian Conspiracy, but it's a four-tape set with Constance Cumby, and then we carry her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And then, of course, we carry all the things that Pastor Joe Schimmel has put out, and we're talking about his DVDs on They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version, the Da Vinci Con, certainly the Sorcerers of the New Age, and of course, they have so much information, and there's neither a couple more that whose names escaped me right at the present time. But we do hope that you'll give serious consideration to getting Joe Schimmel's information and try to reach as many people as you can. Certainly, Carol Matriciana's new DVD on Christian yoga. It's called basically Yoga Uncoiling the Serpent, I think is the title. Something very similar. Yoga Uncoiling the Serpent. But you have to understand that yoga has been taken into the church. Oh, this is Christian yoga, they call it. Like they have Christian rock and roll. And understand that Satan's music is in our churches. Satan's message is in some of our churches. And you've got to be able to differentiate it. And you've got to be able to determine what is of the Lord and what is not. And certainly the secret, Rhonda Byrne's secret, is a one Lord, but it's not the Lord of the Bible. It is the Lord of darkness. Not imaginary, but very real. There is a spiritual dimension, and of course we get into that in great detail in my talk, The Forbidden Secret. That's The Forbidden Secret, available, of course, in both video and in DVD. So if you'd like more information on the things we're talking about, why, of course, you could talk to Mary there at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to know about the items we're talking about. And then, of course, we do hope you go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can certainly go to our live programs there. You can listen to our programs there 3 hours a day, or get get the archive programs, the MP3 programs. There are certainly 2 more hours a day, one on Genesis, one on the American Freedom Network. You can listen on the satellite 9 hours a day. Won't get much accomplished, and there'll be replays. You'll hear Joyce Riley there as well. We're out of time. Please pray for America. Pray for our provision and protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.